This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
واذكر في الكتاب مريم إذ انتبذت من أهلها مكانا شرقيا.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال رب أنى يكون لي غلام وكانت امرأتي عاقرا وقد بلغت من الكبر عتيا. قال كذلك قال ربك هو علي هين وقد خلقتك من قبل ولم تك شيئا. صدق الله العظيم. Before I endeavor to translate, let me remind my listeners and viewers, brothers and sisters, like I always do in my discourses of the Quran, connect with the Quran. It is just riveting. It is just riveting. The connection, the inspiration is infinite and unending. وَهَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ مُوسَى. In chapter 20, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and have you heard about the tale of Musa alayhi salam? The scholars say, yeah, the istifham is للتشويق. Right? شَوَّقَ يُشَوِّقُ التَشْوِيق is to inspire you, to motivate you, to instill within you that passion. So we concluded verse number 7. And we said that the glad tidings were conferred upon Zakaria alayhi salam that a child will be born to him. Of course, we left it on the note to say, how is this going to happen? How is this going to happen? Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, Rabbi arini kayfa tuhyi al-mawta. Allah, I know you are going to revive the dead. That's a reality. That's irrefutable. A person asked, a great scholar, Mufti Mahmood rahimahullah, asked him that is resurrection or reviving of the dead in the grave possible? So he answered, possible for me, possible for you, or possible for Allah? Of course, it's impossible for me, it's impossible for you, and absolutely possible for Allah. And if you don't believe that, then there's no iman. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything is just the sheer intention of the Almighty is existence. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then told Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, فَخُذْ أَرْبَعَةً مِنَ الطَّيْرِ فَسُرْهُنَّ إِلَيْكَ. Regarding the four birds, and the scholars say what birds they were, to slaughter them and place them on four hilltops, and then to call them out, يَأْتِينَكَ سَعْيَا, and they will come running towards you. وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. And remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has absolute power, might, authority, and full of wisdom. So Zakaria alayhi salam himself asks the question in the verse just recited before you. Qala rabbi anna yakunu li ghulam. Qala rabbi anna yakunu li ghulam. Oh my Lord, how will I have a son? Not will I, you have approved it and I know that's going to happen. Curiosity, anxiety, what will be the format of the completion and the fruition of my supplication? Wa kanat imraati aqira. The reality on the ground is as follows. My spouse, my wife, my partner, my better half is aqiran. She is barren. وَقَدْ بَلَغْتُ مِنَ الْكِبَرِ عِتِيَّ. Some say she was 98 years of age. The wife of Zakaria alayhi salam was 90. Of course, the Quran doesn't say that. But the Quran is quite clear that Zakaria alayhi salatu wasalam was extremely old. وَقَدْ بَلَغْتُ مِنَ الْكِبَرِ عِتِيَّ. And I have reached the pinnacle of old age, which many say is 120, 120 years of age. Logically, medically, scientifically, gynecology, whichever way you want to look at it, wait, how is this going to happen? But this is the wisdom and this is the power of the Almighty. So in other words, the question was, am I going to marry someone else? Will I become young? Will my wife become young? Well, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers it in verse number 9. قَالَ كَذَلِكَ قَالَ كَذَلِكَ. The angel said to him, because it's mentioned in Surah Ali Imran, the angels were conversing, and of course they were conveying the message of the Almighty. قَالَ كَذَلِكَ. The angel said, it will happen the same. It will happen in the same. So shall it be. Meaning you will remain in the age in which you are, your spouse will remain, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless your spouse, your wife, with a child she will conceive. This is the power of the Almighty. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the world as asbab, where there is cause and effect. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not bound by that system. And throughout the times, there are so many incidents that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought about the fruits without the intervention of the means. Of course, as believers, we've been told, as humans, we've been told that we need to adopt the means. We need to adopt the means. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not bound by means. This is the key thing. So the person who designs a phone, he needs to use the phone like the end user is going to use it. The person who designed the car, he needs to drive the car like, it's just taqrib il al-faham, purposes of understanding. You know, there is no correlation between the tie. Allah is, وَلَهُ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى وَلَهُ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى دَلَّ عَلَى جَوَازِ التَّمْثِيلِ لَهُ تَعَالَى لِلتَّوْضِيحِ بشرط ألا يكون مخالفا لشأنه فقد قال جل وعلا فلا تضربوا لله الأمثال. This is mentioned in Bayan al-Quran. It's academic, the scholars would have appreciated it. Okay, so a person who designed a car, he needs to drive it in the same way. It's not because I designed it, so you know what, I can start the engine without a key or without the use of a, I can use it different to others. No, he's designed by he's subjected to the same formula and the same manual that others have to. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wara'ul wara, right? And like I said, this is just an example for understanding purposes. Otherwise, there's no tie between the two. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has adopted a system in place for insan, for you and I. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not bound by that system. Allah can do with means, without means, and against means, as we are always taught and told. قَالَ رَبَّ قَالَ كَذَلِكَ. The angel said it's going to happen in the same way. قَالَ رَبُّكَ هُوَ عَلَيَّ هَيِّن. And you know what's the best part? Your Lord has said it is easy. هُوَ that عَلَيَّ upon me هَيِّن. It's easy. مَا خَلْقُكُمْ وَلَا بَعْثُكُمْ إِلَّا كَنَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ. To create the entire creation, give death to everyone and resurrect everyone, is like creating one soul. So many people can do a thing on a small scale, but if you give it on a macro level, they lose it. You'll find a particular chef who's great, she or he, culinary skills, amazing, phenomenal, brilliant, but it's only if you're cooking for 10 people. As soon as it's more than 10, well then, you know what, the curry is no longer the same. Can bake one cake at a time, that's it. As soon as it becomes on a larger scale, then unfortunately the texture of the cake is not good, the taste is not right, the mixture is not right, the ingredients, etc. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to create one soul or to create the entire creation is the same. To create a child through the medium of parents in the regular common way and to create without the intervention and the medium of parents, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the same. قَالَ رَبُّكَ هُوَ عَلَيَّ هَيِّن. Your Lord said, it is easy for me. وَقَدْ خَلَقْتُكَ. And I have created you before, whereas you were nothing. So this is the reflection here. Here it is to bring into existence something from mawjood. There are two humans. Right? This is how the scholars explain. And from these two humans to create a person who wasn't there. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created you, O Zakaria. You were ma'doom. هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. A time, a period had passed over man. He was not mentioned. Nobody knew about him. Nobody had any clue. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created him. So Allah has approved the request, the dua, the supplication, the talab, the iltimas of Sayyidina Zakaria alayhi salam. He's anxious to know his wife is 98, he's 120. Allah said it's going to happen. Verse number 10, قَالَ رَبِّ جَعَلْ آيَةً. قَالَ رَبِّ جَعَلْ آيَةً. Okay, oh my Lord, can you give me a sign? Because obviously it's not going to be the regular format. It's not going to be the consummation of the relationship and the subsequent conception of the fetus and the embryo. How is the whole procedure going to unfold? قَالَ رَبِّ جَعَلْ لِي آيَةً. Verse number 10. Oh my Lord, bless me with a sign that I know my wife is pregnant. Medically, you would know. Once there is, she would realize that the first sign is that, of course, there is no monthly cycle. And then, of course, there's a nausea that builds up and then you're feeling unwell. And then, of course, there are so many other signs that will follow thereafter. What would be my sign, oh my Lord? What would be my point that I know my wife has now conceived? قَالَ رَبِّ اجْعَلْ لِي آيَةً. When we talk of the qudra, the greatness, the power, the magnanimity of Allah, I say to you, my brother and my sister, don't despair. And I know there are many couples out there, and my heart goes out to you. I have in my own capacity been counseling so many couples. And may Allah reward you for your patience. May Allah reward you for your perseverance, who are optimistic of children. Just recently, a very good friend of mine was blessed with a child in his union after 18 years. And I was so delighted, elated, ecstatic for him. It was just a euphoric moment. And I shared the good news with so many other couples. And I said, see, just keep your hope. You never know when that prayer will be answered. Rabbi ja'alli ayah, Rabbi ja'alli ayah. Okay, so what is the sign conferred upon Zakariya alayhi salam? قَالَ آيَتُكَ أَلَّا تُكَلِّمَ النَّاسَ ثَلَاثَ لَيَالٍ سَوِيَّا. Your sign shall be that you will be unable to speak to people for 3 nights, even though you will be healthy. Okay, so you would realize and observe at some point when you would want to converse and communicate, you simply won't able to communicate with people. The word tukallim an-nas, to speak with people, indicates that the tongue will be restricted or unable to make human conversation, but the tongue will still be allowed to glorify the Almighty, etc. So it would just be that when you try to speak to humans and interact, then that will not be possible. Here in this chapter of the Quran, chapter 19, Surah Maryam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثَلَاثَ لَيَالٍ, 3 nights. And in chapter 3 in Surah Ali Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ, 3 days. So combine the two and we discover that it refers to 3 days, 3 nights. سَوِيَّا, you will be healthy. مَا بِكَ بَكَمٌ وَلَا خَرَسٌ. It's not like you're going to be mute, or you're going to have speech impairment, or you're going to be dumb. No, that is the sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. So you'll be healthy, your faculties will be intact, but you will just observe on that moment when you will try to speak, you will be unable to speak, and then that will be a sign that your wife has conceived. In Surah Ali Imran, referencing the same tale, illa ramza. But of course, you're able to talk to people with sign language, So you can gesture them, you can make an expression, etc. And under that ayah in Ma'riful Quran, Mufti Shafi' rahimahullah has elaborated on the fact that the Quran references sign language. And sign language is a big language today, and it is worldwide. People use it and communicate. And I often think that amongst the people that we have not recognized enough are those that have hearing impairment and speech difficulty. I remember doing a workshop in Birmingham where I was invited by a lovely brother, Brother Ma'roof, who focuses on people with speech impairment. And then I had a one-on-one session with them. And each one of them asked me through sign language and, of course, interpreted via the interpreter, do I have any of my lectures signed? So we have things on Braille for the visually impaired. But I believe, unfortunately, we have not done adequately. We have not done adequately. Like I often say that we have days to recognize the challenges of people, right? You have Autism Day, and rightfully so. And of course, one day is not enough. 1st of April, if I'm not mistaken, marks World Autism Day. There are different levels of autistic kids, etc. And it is a challenge and it's a reality. But however, there's a day to supposedly understand the crisis of that child. Then you have this day to mark this event and that event. But really, have we heard about any form of recognition for single parents? And I deal with this so often and my heart goes out, be it a mum or a dad, a single parent. Have we as a society as a whole, I think we have failed. We have failed, and I'm pointing the failure to myself first. How much recognition are we putting out there to salute, to acknowledge the challenges of single parents? Well, anyway, on a subtle note here, ramza, a ishara, you can gesture, you can express, that makes us understand that sign language has also been referenced in the Quran. That's the depth and that's the beauty of the Quran. So verse number 11, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَخَرَجَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ مِنَ الْمِحْرَابِ. And I make a dua for all single parents out there and for everyone. May Allah reward you, my brother. May Allah reward you, my sister. You're a man, it's difficult to be a woman. You're a woman, it's difficult to be a man. There are certain things, needs of a child, a father can fulfill. There are certain needs a mother can fulfill. And when one parent needs to play both the dual roles, it's very, very daunting. May Allah reward you. May Allah grant you the strength. May Allah make it easy for you. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Verse number 11, فَخَرَجَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ مِنَ الْمِحْرَابِ فَأَوْحَىٰ إِلَيْهِمْ أَن سَبِّحُوا بُكْرَةً وَعَشِيًّا. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, when that day finally came, فَخَرَجَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ, Zakariya alayhi salam came to his people from his sanctuary, the place in which he would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as he exited and he tried to communicate, he was unable, and he realized that my wife has now conceived. I don't have the words of any language to begin to imagine the ecstasy of Zakariya alayhi salam. I know the joy, and I say this with humility to the Almighty, when Allah blessed me with my first child, and Alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed me with my first grandchild. It's just like there's no words to describe what happens to you. Every development, every turn, every twist is such a joy, such an excitement. And again, my heart goes out and I make the sincere dua that any brother and sister who are listening at this moment, who are viewing at this moment and are hopeful of children, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answer their prayers, ajilan ghayra ajil, instantly, ameen. And ask everyone out there to say ameen. Can you imagine the joy, the euphoria, the happiness in the heart of Zakariya alayhi salatu wassalam and that of his wife, knowing that they are now past the century mark and year she has conceived? فَخَرَجَ, he exits, عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ, upon his people, مِنَ الْمِحْرَابِ, from his sanctuary. فَأَوْحَىٰ أَيْ فَأَشَارَ إِلَيْهِمْ, he then gestures to them because he's unable to communicate. And سَبِّحُوا بُكْرَةً وَعَشِيَّا, that glorify Allah in the morning and the evening. Either this was his daily practice where he would come out to his people and remind them to worship Allah in the morning and the evening amongst other times, and hence he repeated the same practice but not verbally but rather by sign language. Or it was an added expression that Allah is blessing me, who is your Nabi, with a child, so increase in the worship and the glorification of Allah. While many have also interpreted sabbihu, like other places in the Quran, as the observance of prayer, salah. Sabbihu, sabbaha, yusabbihu, tasbih, literally means to praise and glorify. But many experts on the exegesis of the Quran at different places have interpreted the word tasbih as a form of prayer. And sabbihu bukratan wa ashiya, glorify the Almighty, perform prayer morning and evening. Okay, verse number 12. Like we always say, the Quran is a book of guidance. It's not a storytelling. So here Allah told you about Zakariya alayhi salam's desire, passion. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also included the reason why he asked Allah, وَإِنِّي خِفْتُ الْمَوَالِي, I'm afraid of my relatives. I don't see anyone there that I can assign this responsibility. And then he asked Allah for a child. And then how he asked Allah for what type of a child, etc. Now Allah goes direct to the point where the boy has been born and he's grown up into a point of maturity and understanding. So Allah fast forwards the narrative. Allah expedites the tale. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not go through the stages and the phases of pregnancy and birth and delivery and the early years. Allah goes to that point. Why? The Quran is a book of guidance. It's not something to be sensationalized. That's what we want to do. Sensationalize the tale and the narrative, and then this happened, and then he came and she came and they met and oops, and the rest continued. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fast forwards to the point where this young lad was born, whose name was Yahya, given by the Almighty, and he had reached sinna shu'ur, point of understanding. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, Ya Yahya, khudh al-kitaba bi-quwwah, wa ataynahu al-hukma sabiyya. O Yahya, hold on to the scripture with firmness. Hold on to the scripture diligently. We granted him wisdom in his childhood. That is verse number 12. So quick reflection over this. Ya Yahya, O Yahya, khudil kitab. Now he's grown up. Allah fast forwarded. And then he was told, hold on to the book. The book here refers to the Torah, because the Injil was revealed much later. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala impressed upon him to hold on to the book firmly. Now this is another thing. If you look into the Quran, my brother and my sister, Allah has not only told us to hold on to the Quran, but Allah has told us to hold on to it firmly, diligently, diligently. Inna alladhina yumassikuna bilkitab. Those who hold on to the Quran firmly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, فَخُذْهَا بِقُوَّةٍ وَأْمُرْ قَوْمَكَ يَأْخُذُوا بِأَحْسَنِهَا. O Musa, hold on to it with firmness. Allah told Sayyidina Yahya in this verse that we've just recited now, verse number 12 of chapter 19, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O Yahya, hold on to the book firmly. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us, عَضُّوا عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِذْ. Hold on to my practices firmly. وَآتَيْنَاهُ الْحُكْمَ صَبِيًّا. And we blessed him with wisdom in his childhood. Guess what? And I've read this in many tafasir. As a young boy, as a child, and this is also included in the discussion of Samiyya, he had certain unique qualities. For example, Hasura. Hasura means one who did not incline to a female. Of course, not in a haram way, but not even in the permissible way. Hasood, Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salatu wassalam, that was his outstanding quality. Allah had made him that he did not incline in any way, towards a female. And then likewise, atainahu al-hukma sabiyya, we had blessed him with wisdom in childhood. As a child, the children called him and said, Yahya, come, let's play. He said, Ma khuliqna lil-la'ib. We've not been created to play. I mean, today as adults, we don't know that. And this is a child. Okay, so we conclude on verse number 12. What's the takeaway message today, my brother and my sister? The takeaway message is the concluding verse. Hold on to the scripture with firmness. Hold on to the Quran with firmness. Allama Shabir Ahmad Uthmani rahimahullah, referencing the Quran, as the hadith says, huwa hablullah, it is the rope of Allah. He says, Allah ki rassi choot sakti hai, toot nahi sakti. The rope of Allah will never break. Yes, it's possible you lost grip, but the rope of Allah will never break. Hold on to the Quran with firmness, and that is your guaranteed salvation. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa salli Allahumma wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.